News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
No one gets on Sunrise but through Rob Center, a fabulous producer, so we always appreciate his help and hard work and gluing all the pieces together, making sure the archives are archived and the podcast page is kept up to date. So just a little bit later on this morning, we'll have available to you the Susan Decker interview that we conducted earlier this morning, and soon the Jessica Dupuy interview will be on. Jessica is the captain and one of the Corps officers and pastor at the Salvation Army in Sunbury, and that is a very, very busy place with staff and volunteers and people pulling for making sure that a lot of help is going out to a lot of people. So good morning, Jessica. Thanks for checking in today.
Good morning, Mark. It's good to be here. Thank you so much for having me on.
Can you set the scene at the Sunbury Salvation Army? There may be folks that just think about maybe the Needy Family Fund, or they certainly see you at emergencies helping out. But set the scene. Very busy place, very comprehensive. What happens at the Sunbury Salvation Army Citadel?
Yes, so the Salvation Army, we are actually a church, part of the greater evangelical church, and so our calling is to serve those in our community in the vast array that we can. And so one of the big things we do here at the Salvation Army is our food pantry. So at the end of March until now, we've been giving tons and tons of food boxes out with help from our staff and our volunteers, and we've just seen such a great need, and we've seen, again, help to arise to be able to meet those needs. So we have been so much busier at this time of year than we have ever been in my 10 years of officership in different communities. It's been good to know that we can be the hands and feet of the one that we serve, Jesus, and we're able to make such a difference time for so many people.
Well, and you're offering worship services and summer camps and activities and daytime activities and occasional meals during the week and during ultra-cold periods of time at warm-up station. Those are just a few of the things that I think of. But the busy food pantry.
Those are the things we were able to do before the pandemic, yes.
Right. Some of them, can you do all of those, or is there anything in particular that's ultra-important that you're still doing that's on that list?
Well, we're still feeding people mostly with our food boxes, but for a while there we had to stop our hot meal program where people would come into our building and eat with our leading of our headquarters. We started that back up as to-go meal in the month of July.
Right, so you're still trying to take care of folks in that way. And you all, I think I mentioned it, and then you mentioned it, that there are lots of volunteers, that this is one of the good nonprofit organizations around here where you can go in and put in an hour or a day of work, or lots and lots of works day after day, whatever it happens to be, to volunteer and to assist. So you do have volunteer opportunities there. Well, we often think of the Needy Family Fund and the Christmas food giveaway, and that won't be the same, just like everything else, won't be the same this year. So walk us through this process, the changes, and what's going to be happening this year.
Yes, so well, the Salvation Army as a whole in the area where we serve, our territory is from Maine to Kentucky to Delaware. It's called the Eastern Territory. We have a campaign now called Rescue Christmas that we just want to put out in the community to let them know that we're still here and we're still serving, even though things might look a little bit different. So this year for our application process, we're hoping to have online applications through our website and through our Facebook page, which will be available in the beginning of October for the safest, least amount of contact possible to get those who need the help on the information that they need to sign up for us. So we're starting something new this year in the midst of it all, and so we're hoping that that will go over well. And we're just taking it one day at a time, and we actually have that in the process at our headquarters right now. They're helping us fine-tune our online application, and they'll send it back to us so we can get that information out once we're ready. Joel will come back on here and share a little bit more about that, and we'll have that out on our website and Facebook page. But so instead of doing in-person interviews where people just line up and come any time of the week to have limited contact, we're along with online applications, all of our interviews will be done over the phone, and so we have specific call-in days which we're going to ask people to call in the first week in October, Monday through Friday, which would be October 5th through the 9th, and then the next week, Monday of that week, is a holiday, and then so the Tuesday through Friday, which would be the 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th of that second week in October. Our office hours are 9 to 2, so people would call in, and we would ask them the exact same questions for a Christmas food box or toys over the phone. So it will look a lot different, but we're hoping to get even more people this way, help spread this word further, so more people we think will be in need this year than we've seen in previous years. So we want to help as many as we possibly can.
When you want to keep your staff and volunteers as safe as possible.
Right.
So this no contact method of signing folks up for the Christmas food, SalvationArmyOfSunbury.org is the website. What's the telephone number to call if they're going to utilize the telephonic sign up?
Yes. Our phone number is 570-286-4131.
Okay, so folks might want to memorize that. And that all of that leading up to the Christmas food, clothing, toy giveaway, and the online application process will be done by them.
Describe the Needy Family Fund and the distribution that will be taking place
in December.
Yes, so, well, the Needy Family Fund is actually going through a name change at this point. So in the midst of October, when we're starting the sign-ups, that name will be official and set and changed and go out in a pretty big campaign so that people will understand that it's the same work, same great collaboration of the Daily Item and the Salvation Army and the Mifflinburg Bank and Trust that we're working with this year. It'll be the same great work, just with a new name and just spreading it even further and wider, and we will still do the same food boxes and the same toy give out, except for this year we're going to utilize the space of the Salvation Army at 40 South 4th Street instead of having a larger location like we've had in different years. So it'll look a little different, but people will come and pick up their Christmas food and toys right here at the Salvation Army this year.
Oh, I do recall 1 year, probably maybe 10 years ago, when we did that on 4th Street. I always volunteer for just an hour or two that day, and Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation were just very interested in publicizing and making sure that the Needy Family Fund, whatever the name may turn out to be, is brought up and talked about. So we'll be working hand in hand with the Daily Item to make sure that happens. So you're not going to tell us what the new name is yet at this moment?
Well, it's just so new. I don't want to say it and then they change it because we haven't had the official meeting yet.
Gotcha. Okay.
We have to get kind of approval from our headquarters, and then we'll have the official meeting with everyone around the table, and then it'll go out. And I don't want to get it wrong. See,
okay.
Joel told me what he thinks it's going to be, but then I'll say it and it's going to be different, right?
Well, I think they're going to call it Jessica and Joel Are Real Rock Stars Fun, but that's just my guess. I'm not sure. But we'll see how that happens. Okay. So the Needy Family Fund may have a different rendition, but still the same opportunity, really just mobilizing the generosity and the charity that already exists around here to make sure that folks are helped. Will you do a kettle campaign? That's kind of a face-to-face thing where you get an opportunity to talk to folks.
Yes, so this time of the year for the Christmas kettle campaign, where you see our staff or our volunteers out ringing the bell at the Red Kettle, is one of our largest fundraisers in general in the Salvation Army, but also here in Sunbury, along with the Needy Family Fund. It's the way we serve our community throughout the years by the generous donors and donations that come in at this time. So we are working right now with our leaders, with our headquarters, to make it as safe as possible. We're still having national agreements come in because we work with Walmart and we work with Boscov's and the mall, and so they're all big agreements with a lot of paperwork that's kind of above my head. So we don't have all of the details just yet about where we can stand and where we'll be like we have been in years past, but we're going to have people apply so they can call in and apply to work or to volunteer at the Salvation Army, and we'll just we have protocols that have been set in place to keep them safe, as in the kettles will be wiped down before and after the shifts. Our staff, our volunteers, will be wearing masks the whole time, no contact with the person. They'll be putting the money in the kettle themselves. So we have things set up in place as we hope to do the Red Kettles. We will be scaled back in many different ways. And so we're hoping to go to virtual donations more this year than we ever have before. And that's something that I'd really like to share about.
Okay, good. Anything else critically important to share now? We'll have you back on from time to time throughout the months ahead to keep folks informed. But anything else you'd like to mention?
Yes, just that we are still doing our food boxes. We really just want the community to know that we are a place to come for your need of hunger for the family or individuals. Right now we're doing food boxes through the Central PA Food Bank, and a family can come or an individual can come once every 2 weeks. They should call in, because again, that's how we're trying to keep the limited contact. Call in and we'll go over the information needed and let them know. If they've already been here this week, then they can come again in 2 weeks. But if they could call in our office, 570-286-4131 at this time, we can get folks set up with a lot of great food.
All right,
and we are still doing our meal program that we do every Wednesday. So we've always done a hot meal program on Wednesdays, and now it's 4:30 to 5:30 at the Salvation Army at 40 South 4th Street in the back by our playground, and we just give a meal to go. So it's limited contact, and they just pick up the meal, and they can take it on their way.
All right, so the Wednesday meals, what's the start time on the meals on Wednesday afternoon?
4:30 to 5:30 we're serving.
All right, fabulous. Okay, and that's a takeout for folks. And call 286-4131 for more information, or go to salvationarmyofsunbury.org. Jessica, you have an open mic anytime. We'll probably talk to you in about 30 days or so and get an update on all these important topics. And we'll be talking more about sort of the crescendo of generosity that happens, that funnels through the Salvation Army in the weeks and months ahead. Thank you so much for checking in today.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark. God bless you and everyone listening.
Thank you. Jessica Dupree, Captain and Corps Officer and Pastor at the Sunbury Salvation Army, 286-4131, salvationarmyofsunbury.org.